Hello, Brian the Cashman. How are you, buddy?
Hello, John. How are you? I'm doing great.
How are things at AmeriCash 16, 16 West Ogden and Westmont?
Busy. Always busy.
A lot of listeners coming in?
Absolutely.
I mean, how often you get a WGN listener? Pretty often. Like every day someone's saying, I heard you on
Yeah,
GM, right?
We do. We do quite frequently on a regular basis. We do get someone that comes in and, hey, I heard you on the radio.
I like to claim that every person that walks in listen to WGN radio, but that's not true.
You don't get to.
Yeah, I don't get to make that claim.
No.
312-981-7200 if you've got something for him to look at. Let's go to the, we got text already, 815, Barbie dolls. Any particular year you look for with a Barbie doll?
Generally, pretty much the first couple years for the Barbie dolls when it comes to that. Of course, there are throughout the years, there are some special editions, that were maybe issued that we might have an interest in. But yeah, generally going to be the first few years.
In the box?
Ideally, if it's in the box, it would be the best.
Okay. I always wondered about that, why people buy toys and they don't take them out of the box.
Well,
is that why they're worth so much? Because someone just like happened to not...
They happen to not play with it. They happen to... Maybe it's old store stock. You know, sometimes we call it new old stock.
Why is it worth so much more in the box?
Because it's never been removed.
Pristine.
It's pristine. It's, you know, because everything's always open. It's played with. And that's okay. I mean, that's what those toys were made for. But when a rare, unopened box appears, I mean, it gets everybody excited.
Well, ever since talking to you, I don't let David open a single toy.
Good.
They're all in the boxes.
Good. Yeah. You just let him look at it.
I just let him look at
that's
it.
That's
exactly.
Right. You can look at this and you can imagine.
And then he goes to
it.
Touch the box. I'm like, don't even touch the box, David.
Yeah, well, the fingerprints, you know, little smudges, that hurts it. That
absolutely.
Hurts it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
815, I think it's from Gail, a Mr. Machine transparent toy, a foot long, top to bottom. Do you know anything about this, Mr. Machine?
Yes. So it would it showed like the mechanical parts with inside the like a robot. They're neat. They're interesting. I want to say stuff like that. There was lot made, so nothing exorbitant value.
This is like
$50.
When you get this tone of voice, I can tell you're stalling to say that it's not worth that much. It's okay. People just need to hear that.
Yeah, it's not worth that much.
Okay, thank you. Well, you're just such a nice guy.
Now, if it was in the original box.
If it was in the box. 312-981-7200. Text in, call in with whatever you got. The lines are open. How's gold going these days?
Gold is going up and down.
Okay, like it does.
Up and down, yeah. You know what? We're doing fine. A lot of jewelry still coming in, you know, being sold. Because if you think about it from the first, last year, gold's still double of what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's doing phenomenal. It's great. Cleaning out the jewelry box, finding the orphan earrings, the broken chains.
Oh, it's so sad, an orphan earring, but that's what they are.
Well, that's what happens.
They're like siblingless, which is different. Yeah, I know. Or the class ring. From the place you didn't like anyways.
Right, it is high school.
Exactly.
No one likes high school.
847 says, why is it worth more if it's in the box? Seriously? Did you really ask that question? Seriously? Well, I got two seriouslys from the 847. Take a chill pill, 847. I asked a question, okay? It's called moving the needles, all right? 815, I have a large set of Fantasia Crystal 12-place settings, plus many complimentary items, such as a butter dish, gravy bowl. Do you think I should sell these pieces out separately or try to get a large amount for the whole set? And what would it be worth? Fantasia Crystal, talk me through it.
So,
there's a picture, too, which is nice.
Yeah, no, they did send a nice picture. So the particular brand, the Fantasia Crystal, it's nice. It's nice items.
Okay.
But again, you know, the stuff that's still selling or still bringing some money in is the higher end stuff. So your Waterford, your Dom crystal, your Baccarat crystal. Those are the items that, you know, we are generally looking for. We do kind of stay away from some of the other, you know, this other stuff.
It's just not high enough end.
Not that it's not the demand for it. The demand, correct. Not that it's not worth nothing. It's just the rate at which it sells is far slower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for us to, you know, it's hard for any buyer that actually buys these things to put any significant amount of money into it. Even let's just say the set's worth $1,000, but it's going to take you 3 years to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I don't want to put in more than $200 into it.
Well, because you got to store it somewhere. Exactly.
Exactly. And then you always run the risk of it getting broken, you know, et cetera. That's, you know, when we look at items, sometimes those are the decisions that have to be made. Like, okay, how fast is this item going to sell? What's the sell-through rate? You know, what's the 90-day sell-through rate? You know, and unfortunately, some items like this that the kids, you know, of today that are buying things for their houses, they're not buying certain things. And so the demand is diminishing for some of it.
What crystal, if it's not Fantasia crystal, what crystal are you looking for?
Waterford, Baccarat crystal, Dom crystal, you know, any of that type of material. We are Lalique, always looking for those items.
Lalique.
Yes, I beautiful, like beautiful pieces.
Love a good Lalique. All right, Brian, you're not going anywhere. 630-969-9600 is your phone number, though, if people want to call or text you. Brian the Cashman, you ready for calls and texts?
I sure am. Let's do this.
Let's go to Dan. Dan, what do you have for the Cashman?
Hi, guys. I've got an NBA basketball that was signed by Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow.
All right.
What is that market like?
Good. Who's it certified by?
You know what? I went out to visit him. My buddy worked for him, and he got it signed. So,
oh, wow,
really not a certificate with it or anything sure. like that. But
yeah, you know, an item like that is definitely, you know, in the thousands of dollars. But it does something that we would, you know, we would want to, before we would pay for it, we just have to make sure that it passes certification.
So what would you do for that? You'd take it somewhere? Or?
Yeah, we take it in and we buy it on the condition that it passes.
Oh, okay. And then if it doesn't, then the
item gets returned and it costs them nothing.
Okay. Dan, you can visit the shop in Westmont, 630-969-9600. I want to go rapid fire through some of these, Brian.
Sure.
Okay. 773, George Michael Faith Tour Book, 1988, mint condition.
Neat item. I hope it's signed.
Okay, if it's not?
Not signed, not so much. Maybe $20 item.
Okay, $20. If it's signed, George Michael?
Hundreds.
Okay.
Yep.
773, do you have a place that buys vintage Magic the Gathering cards?
Yes, you come to AmeriCash.
Yes, I was going to say, you really like these.
I do. I met Richard Garfield. I played this from the beginning myself.
Okay.
Yeah, avid Magic the
I mean,
Gathering.
Some of these are worth a ton of money.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have a look on your eyes. Tell me how much.
Yeah. Oh, if you have if you truly have the right card in the right condition, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars.
And
but there are very few of those that exist.
So are you looking for like someone just to bring in a whole shoebox of them and you look through them?
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. Just bring it in. If you know you've got, hey, I've got, you know, this card, I've got this card, I know this. Great. Separate it out. You know, show me what you have. I'm always happy to review it and make a fair offer based on current market conditions.
If you have an unopened pack, how much would you pay for something like that?
I would love, you know, vintage, original, unopened, sealed boxes. Could be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Just for an unopened box without even knowing what's in there.
For an original box.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Magic the Gathering fans, get over to AmeriCash. Okay, let's go to 773, a Star Wars 1990 Jar Jar Binks collector watch. 1990, was Jar Jar around in 1990?
No, yeah, I think they meant 1990s.
Okay.
The 90s, yeah, when that series came out. Not so much.
Okay.
Not so much on that particular.
I did say rapid fire.
Yep.
He just dropped a not so much.
Not so much. You know, neat item, I'm sure it is. But again, you know, Jar Jar Binks not a huge fan favorite, so that does play to the value and price for the demand of the item.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that anywhere near me. 331, question for the Cashman. Do you buy video games? I have a small amount of Nintendo games that are open but complete in the box. Original NES. Even have the 1986 receipt. How about that?
Yes. That era of video game stuff we will look at.
Okay, not like Xboxes or something.
Yeah,
like that.
We're not really looking for like the new stuff. We, you know, the original vintage stuff is specifically because they stated they have the boxes and that they have the original manuals that go with it. That is key.
What was your favorite Nintendo game, NES?
You know, truth be told.
Yeah, what's that?
I never played Nintendo.
Nintendo you didn't play?
I never had one, never played it.
Oh, man, that was a big day when we got a Nintendo. I mean, I'm a pure 80s kid, or that was when my young childhood. We actually got a Nintendo. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Mario Brothers 3 was my favorite. Okay, deleting that one now. How much would a signed Larry Bird plaque with a certificate of authenticity be worth?
So depending on the right certificate of authenticity and not, you know, leaving it as a plaque, kind of vague. Don't know specifically, is it actually a photograph inside of there?
Yeah.
You know, Larry Bird is on the circuit. He signs quite a bit. You know, a lot of his stuff in the secondary market, once it starts coming back around $100.
Okay. 224. Which one do you want me to read?
Oh, the 224
okay.
there.
Brian can see your text, too, and sometimes he's like, read this one. Okay, oh, it's the one you put a thumbs up on.
Yeah.
Very good. A little behind-the-scenes action here. 224, what if I have a bunch of coins? Are some worth something and some others are not? Would you go through them?
Yes. Yes.
That's what you do. I've watched you do it.
I love this question because it makes it so much easier for somebody who feels overwhelmed or intimidated by, oh my gosh, mom, dad, aunt, uncle left me these coins. I don't know what to do. Please just bring the box in. Don't clean anything.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it. And let us just go through it. We'll be fair. Separate it out. And figure out exactly what we can pay you for the stuff that we can pay you for, and give you the rest back that you could just take to the bank.
It is a show to watch you or your brother do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how you can go through a shoebox so quickly and what you're looking for. And it's like not only your sight, you feel.
Oh, yeah. You can just, it's easy.
I think I caught you smelling one once or twice. I don't know if that was just for fun, but you are so good with the coins. It's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an art form.
It is an art form. I mean, it's your dad ran a place, right?
Yes.
It's a family thing for you guys.
Yeah, my dad had his shop back in Indiana since 1963, so I've been into this since I was a little kid.
Oh, that's so cool. It is really fun to watch you do your thing. 16 West Ogden in Westmont. What about a Tipperary crystal from Ireland? Someone will correct me on how to say that. I purchased it in Dublin. Thank you. That's from Patty.
Again, you know, certain crystal stuff can be good. Other stuff, not so much. And again, nice pieces, nice items, but the value is just not too solid.
Okay.
You know, a lot of the stuff I've noticed, they have some of the different ornamental type pieces, different glassware. You're looking in that $10-$15 range.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 630 Barbie as Lucille Ball, still in the box, complete set.
Yes. So there are many of them.
Oh, okay.
There are many different, you know, from all the different shows and of the Lucille Ball. If you had original sealed boxes, a complete set, I might be able to help you out with something like that.
Okay.
You know, a onesie twosie makes it difficult, but a set I can help out with.
Is that the official term for them? Onesies or twosies?
Yeah, it is.
A onesie or a twosie, no goodsie. 262 Petite Princess Furniture, nearly complete set box, includes flatware, ashtrays, wine glasses. What was that Petite Princess doing? And the mansion dollhouse with a box.
Yeah, I would, you know, something like that is an item that we would definitely take a look at to see what we're able to
there's a market for that, perhaps?
There is a market for that. The doll furniture, et cetera, definitely is, you know, there is some demand to it, but it's very specific stuff. I would need to kind of know a little more information.
And they can text or call you.
They can.
With the pictures of the stuff.
Yes.
And that's what's great about it. You do exactly what you do on this show, listeners. But you do it directly with Americash, and you do that, and they'll get back to you. 630-969-9600. The address for your store is
16 West Ogden Avenue, Westmont, Illinois.
Just west of Cass, which is easy to remember, just west of Cash Avenue.
Yeah, west of Cash Avenue on the north side of Ogden.
It's across from the Potbelly I used to go to all the time, so... Yeah. That should help the listeners real geo-navigate your place. Okay, Americash, Brian the Cash Man, we're going to talk in a couple weeks, buddy, okay?
All right, sounds great, John.